M94 recording length 12 minutes and 46 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 94 Spiral Galaxy M94, and GC 4736. Type SB. In Cairns Venati CM94.jpg, write ascension 12, 50.9, H colon M, declination plus 41, 07, Deg colon M, distance 14500, Cli, visual brightness 8.2, Mag, apparent dimension 7x3, Arc Min, discovered by Pierre McCain in 1781, Messier 94, Million 94, and GC 4736, is a nice spiral galaxy situated in constellation Cairns Venati C, and one of the nearer beyond our local group of galaxies. M94 was discovered by Pierre McCain on March 22, 1781. Getting the report of his friend, Charles Messier observed it, determined its position and catalogued it on March 24, 1781. Spiral Galaxy M94 was classified SAP because of its extremely bright inner region, overexposed in our image. This bright circular disk is surrounded by a ring of active star-forming regions, traced by blue young star clusters in color images, which sharply separates it from a much less bright outer ring of an older yellowish stellar population. In the outskirts, this region however ends again in a ring with moderate star formation activity, so that M94 is one of the relatively rare galaxies in which two waves of stellar formation can be observed. In very long exposures, a further very faint ring, about 15 arc minutes across, becomes visible, a suggestion of which is visible in the DSSM image of M94, but see also the inset in the Hubble Atlas of Galaxies. The distance of M94 is not yet well determined, at least to the knowledge of the present author. Tully gives about 14 million light-years, Burnham 20, Kennicle and Jones 33 million light-years, Divacoolers, 1975, has listed M94 as a member of a nearby group or cloud of galaxies, the Cairns Venati CI, CVNI, cloud or M94 group, together with M64 and a number of fainter galaxies. This group is also noted by Schmidt and Dollar, 1992, but not listed in our Brent Tully's Nearby Galaxies catalog, who makes us up most members, but excluding e.g. M64, in one group with the members of Schmidt-Dollars and GC 4244 group. Messier 94 observations and descriptions discovered on March 22, 1781 by Pierre McCain. Messier, M94, March 24, 1781 94 12 8 40 meters 43s, 190 D 10, 46, plus 42 D 18, 43, McCain, 190 D 09, 38, plus 42 D 18, 50, nebula without star, above the heart of Charles Alpha Canum Venaticorum, on the parallel of the star No 8, of 6th magnitude of the hunting dogs Cairns Venati C, according to Flamsteed, in the center it is brilliant and the nebulosity is a bit diffuse. It resembles the nebula which is below Lepus, number 79, but this one is more beautiful and brighter. M. Cain has discovered this one on March 22, 1781, Diom, 2.5, William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters, Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 660, 1787, March 18, SW 717. Very brilliant, a large, luminous nucleus of more than 20, diameter with faint chevalerent branches extending 6 or 8, 1787, April 9, SW 725, very brilliant, with much F faint, nebulosity on the SP south predecessing, SW, and more on the F following, E, side, John Herschel, 1833, H 1456, H1456 equals M94, sweep 155, May 12, 1828, RA 12842 meters 51.9s, NPD 47D57, 2, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, L, VSMBM, almost up to a nibble-like nucleus, not resolved, but strong twilight. See Fig. 41. Very bright, large, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle, almost up to a nipple-like nucleus. Not resolved, but strong twilight. See Fig. 41. Sweep 248. April 12, 1830. Raw 12 842 meters 51.4s, NPD 47D 56, 28, 1830.0, B, L, R or L E, SMBM to nucleus 15, in diamond equals it asterisk 8 meters. Well defined, but not stellar. The nebula 2, diam, bright, large, round or little extended, suddenly much brighter toward the middle to nucleus 15. In diameter and equal in brightness, to a star of 8 meters, well defined, but not stellar, the nebula 2, diameter, sweep 335, March 18, 1831, raw 12 842 meters 52.0s, NPD 47D 56, 26, 1830.0, EB, R. VSVMBM to a nucleus equals in its impression to the eye to a asterisk 9 meters, but which will not bear illuminating more than 11 meters. Diam of neb equals 2.5, extremely bright, round, very suddenly very much brighter toward the middle to a nucleus equal in its impression to the eye to a star of 9 meters, but which will not bear illuminating more than 11 meters. Diam of neb is 2.5, sweep 150, May, 1828. Raw 12 842 meters 52.2s, NPD 47D 56, 42, 1830.0, VB, R, PSVMBM, to a nipple, with 240, R, glimpses of stars seen, a fine object, 90, or 2, in diam, very bright, round, pretty suddenly very much brighter toward the middle, to a nipple. With magnification 240, modeled, glimpses of stars seen, a fine object, 90, or 2, in diameter, sweep 151, May 6, 1828, raw 12 842 meters 52.9s, NPD 47D 56, 51, 1830.0, the central B part, 10, diam, equals it asterisk 9 meters. E compressed the central bright part, 10, diameter, equals a star of 9 meters, extremely compressed, sweep 73, April 28, 1827, viewed VB, VSMBM, 4, diam, not resolved but resolvable, a very interesting object, being a neb VSMBM on a great scale, viewed, very bright, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle, 4, diameter. Not resolved but resolvable modeled, a very interesting object, being a nebula very suddenly much brighter toward the middle on a great scale. Appendix. Figure on plate XIII. Figure 41. Number 1456. Million 94. Raw 12 842 meters 52s. NPD 47D 57. Smythe. CCCCLIX 459. M94. CCCCLIX 94 million canum venati corum. R12 843 meters 22s. Dec and 41 D 59.7 mean epoch of. Observation. 1834.32 April 1834. A large bright nebula discovered by McGain, in 1781, immediately preceding the crown on Charles Hartcore Carolus, Alpha CVN. It is a fine pale white object, with evident symptoms of being a compressed cluster of small stars. It brightens towards the middle, and the gradual augmentation of intensity from the margin to center of this apparently orbicular object is a direct proof of the real sphericity of the stellar mass. There are several small stars in the field, at which one in the SF south following, say, quadrant is double, differentiated with the bright star Corcaroli, from which it is but 2.5 in the north by west. John Herschel. General Catalog, GC3258, GC3258 equals H1456 equals M94, Ri 12 844 meters 17.2s, NPD 48D6, 31.8, 1860.0, Ri ascension and north polar distance, VB, L, IR, VSVNBMBN, are 10 observations by W.N. J. Herschel. Very bright, large, irregularly round, very suddenly very much brighter toward the middle where there is a bright nucleus. Modeled, remark, figure in PT33JH1833, plate V, fig 41, Lassell Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, volume XXXVI, 36, drawing on plate V, fig 25, Dreyer, 1877, GC3258. H1456094, drawings in Lassell, plate V, fig 25, Dreyer, and GC4736, and GC4736 equals GC3258 equals H1456, gain, M94, RI12H44 meters 17s, NPD48D7.0. 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, L, IR, VSVMBMBN, R, equals M94 very bright, large, irregularly round, very suddenly very much brighter toward the middle where there is a bright nucleus. Modeled, remark, figure in PT33JH1833, plate XIII, fig 41, last two Lassell. Memoirs are 8S volume XXXVI, plate V, fig 25. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC4736, RA equals 12:46.2, DEC equals 41:40, PUBL, Lichobs, volume VII, plates 43 and 44, M94, a beautiful object, from the very bright, large nucleus spring many bright, closely packed whorls, forming a bright inner oval 2x1.5, in PA about 110 deg. These inner whorls show many stellar condensations, whose sharpness and proximity to the nucleus would seem to make this one of the most favorable examples known for the investigation of motions in spirals. Fainter, closely packed, rather uniform outer whorls bring the nebula to a size of 5x3.5, 17 SN. Content Karasyov says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.